Just after 6 a.m. on April 18th last year, a Henry County Sheriff's deputy followed a suspected impaired driver into Delaware County at high speeds into some of the city's busiest areas. The driver, Zachary Antrim of Van Buren, ended up crashing into another car at McGalliard Road and Tillotson Avenue. His passenger, Nicholas Woolham, died at the scene. Both drivers were injured, and the chase snarled traffic for much of the day. Delaware County Prosecutor Eric Hoffman was tasked to decide whether to charge the deputy in continuing a reckless pursuit. Because he is not being charged, he is not named in the statement from Hoffman's office. Hoffman's investigation points out that while the police chase only lasted about 15 minutes, it went past three elementary schools, a middle school, Ball State University, and blew through several stop signs and red lights at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. Hoffman writes there were, quote, no fewer than 10 instances where the pursuit should have been terminated so as not to endanger innocent human life. Hoffman says that responsibility lies with the deputy supervisors at the Henry County Sheriff's Department. Last year, the department confirmed to an Indianapolis TV station that the day shift supervisor was on duty, but, quote, not actively involved in the pursuit. New supervisor ordered the deputy to end the chase. Hoffman says since the deputy supervisors were located in Henry County during the entirety of the chase, he doesn't have the authority to charge them with anything. Antrim, the driver of the car that fled, is charged with 8 counts, including felony counts of criminal recklessness and resisting law enforcement. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.